Hey, it's 10:15.
You're listening to Wendy Harlow.
And yes, I've got two likely lads with me. The first person I'd like to introduce, although if you don't know who Jeff Angel is, well, he's been in the environment and conservation business for years and years. Well, he must have been living under some kind of a rock, I think. Jeff Angel, Total Environment Centre. Welcome, Jeff.
Good morning.
And we have a wonderful guest, Doug Woodring. He is from California, as you'll hear, later Hong Kong, and he's from the Ocean Recovery Alliance. Hi there, Doug. Thanks for joining us.
How are you?
I'm surprised, Jeff, that we haven't had a marine plastic pollution conference before. Before this, I mean, I would have thought that we've been doing this for a while. It's certainly a hot topic.
Yeah, I mean, I think the alarm has suddenly intensified. We've had the UN causing... saying it's one of the three biggest threats to the ocean. Australians have obviously always been aware that there's been pollution in the streets and the ocean, the clean-up day, but we're now getting really solid evidence of the damage to marine life, to the food chain, which comes up to the human dinner plate, and the general environmental destruction that's being wrought by it. So we really need solutions for this, and that's one of the main things that Doug and I are working on for the conference.
And tell me about your mob, Doug, the Plasticity and Ocean Recovery Alliance.
Right, so we're excited to be here with Jeff, and it's a good question that you say, why hasn't this happened here? Because I think from abroad, a lot of people think Australia being, you know, the sun country, the beach country, surfing, and everyone here should be switched on. But in fact, it's maybe a little bit behind in terms of what's been done with recycling and plastic, but I really think that the timing is perfect for this, not only for Australia, but globally. As Jeff said, it's a big issue, and plasticity is all about upstream solutions for the business community to think about their design, their recycling, their materials, how you get some of these solutions at scale so we don't have waste in the first place, and the ocean will be the recipient of that downstream if we get it right upstream.
Well, it's interesting that the Ocean Recovery Alliance, you know, I'm looking at the list of projects that you've been involved in worldwide, and they really reach, you know, every corner, don't they? You tell us about some of the programs. Well, you've got a recyclable coffee lids in Hong Kong, where you are from, of course, but you've got waste and analysis for buildings. You're in Bogota. You're in all over.
Right. Well, you know, it is a global problem, and there's no country that's really immune to it. There's no one who's perfect. Waste on the plastic front has sort of come at us from the last 50 years, and I think we've kind of been asleep at the wheel, to be honest. Plastic is, I would argue, it's one of the biggest challenges of our time because the material is designed to be lightweight, durable, and flexible, and that's why it's so easy to use and why it's so valuable to use. But in its afterlife, we have never really thought about how to recover it. And most countries around the world don't have the capacity, the recycling or the waste management thought process to get this material back into the system. And this is really about the circular economy and how to make these resources recovered and reused. And this is where the opportunities are for businesses. And we're very, super excited because Australia can play a big role in this.
And you'll be working with the World Bank as well.
Yeah, that's correct. They had a global ocean program, and they view, you know, when you look at climate change, it may hit certain territories of the world in different ways, but there's billions of people every day who get impacted by trash. That's bad water quality. They can't wash, they can't drink, fishing, tourism. And this is stuff that we can solve. It just left our hand. Most waste has always touched someone's hand before it became garbage. So technically it's a close thing to solve, but it's a huge social challenge.
It's interesting, Jeff, you talk about that perhaps, we've been interested in litter for a long time. We sort of led the world really on litter, didn't we? But only now catching up on actual loads of plastic in the ocean. And I guess that's largely invisible. And tell us about what we estimate the load on an ocean to be at the moment.
Well, the estimate is that we have about over 8 million tonnes of plastic globally going into the ocean every year.
Mm.
And the various studies by the CSIRO, for example, and other community groups, we have millions and millions and billions of pieces of plastic on our shores and around in the ocean. And that plastic breaks up into smaller and smaller pieces, becoming microplastic. And that's how it's entering marine life and the food chain. There's the more dramatic impacts, of course, from plastic bags that we've recently had tried to get a national decision on, that we've
and
entangled.
New South Wales being the holdout, of course.
Yes, this is embarrassing. You know, turtles and whales ingesting and being entangled in the plastic. So there is enough evidence for us to say we have a problem, and I think Doug and I both believe that there is sufficient concern across government, business and the community and scientists that we can actually come together and develop solutions. You know, this is not the sort of thing we can sit there debating like we have with climate change science.
Well, this is interesting. You say that there is actually will from business. And what are you finding out here, Doug?
Well, I think there is. I spoke here last November at a plastics event, and it really felt like the companies were ready. I think before
including Dow Chemicals, the real big producers.
Yeah, the big players. Yeah. We've been working with the World Plastics Council, and they see that they cannot continue, you know, in this industry to just keep putting out material and not be thinking about the repercussions of the waste.
Why? But how would they suffer if it kept happening?
Well, one interesting thing is, brands. Unfortunately, a lot of the trash out there is branded trash, and you've got a name on it. And whether you put it there, the consumer put it there, the companies have a responsibility. If you think about exporting your materials, your products to 80 countries around the world, it might say it's recyclable on the bottom of the label, but 79 of those countries don't have the capacity to actually do that recycling.
But just beyond it being a bad look, is the proliferation of plastic, I mean, what's the, there's got to be some kind of financial benefit to helping,
there's brand engagement, consumer engagement. When we did the coffee lid bring back program in Hong Kong, it gets people to come back to that specific coffee shop to bring their lid in, and they get a top up of a free drink. So that customer comes back to your shop and not the competitor's shop. And that makes the customers happy. It brings the material back into one location, and then it's shipped back to the warehouse, so the recycler only has to go to one point to get all the coffee caps from 30 different shops. And this makes it much more efficient to aggregate that material and recycle. And we could do that for any material or any product.
We're talking about plastic sustainability. Are we ever going to run out of resources to make plastic, Jeff?
I doubt it. We only use a very small portion of the petrochemical resources. I think there are other bigger drivers as to whether we'd run out of oil, clearly transport and etc. But, you know, it is true that plastic is a very useful product, but it's what we do, particularly in creating disposable plastic items, whether it's bags, coffee cups, plastic water bottles. Let's face it, plastic is in the DNA of our lives, our economy and our society, and it is incumbent on us to actually treat it with some sort of respect as a good material, but then not to despoil the environment by chucking it out there and polluting it. So we are working at all levels, you know, we're trying to get the government to do something, we're working with the community, we have a communities taking control program, 2 pilot programs in Noosa and Wollongong, and business is starting to retreat from the sort of siege mentality they've had before. It's the sort of mentality we saw in the container deposit scheme battle. Well, now the industries are becoming part of the solution.
And before we get to the details of where the conference is and who's coming, Doug, can you just tell me about some of the exciting technologies you're seeing just on the horizon?
Yeah, well, there's, turning this plastic into different products is a key need for this solution. And so governments can play a role by requiring recycled content in their procurement. Brands can do a lot more. Dell's doing very good work. HP. There's other companies who are putting recycled content into their products, and that drives the whole recycling industry. So it's the technologies that can blend and mix different waste products, and that's the challenge.
Yeah,
and sorting that is the challenge.
Yeah. And what about technologies to clean up the mess that we've already made?
Well, going into the deep ocean is a huge task, and the volumes per square kilometer, I've been to the North Pacific Gyre, are not there in the way that you think. It is much easier for us to capture it at the rivers and the creeks and the outflows where it's fresh and big. That's one of the things we use with our Global Alert app, where people can report trash hotspots. If you get it at the source of the river, you think of plastic like cholesterol, and the river is like a blood vessel going to the heart, the ocean. You want to stop the cholesterol. Mm-hmm. And if we do that, then we can start thinking about upstream and where it came from. This is where businesses can play a great role in repurposing that material for some of their products.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. You've got a Global Alert app, and you install that on your phone or computer or whatever, and it allows people around the world to report trash hotspots in their waterways and coastlines. And, and then I guess, then what happens?
Well, so when you aggregate...
Hello, mess over here.
All of a sudden you get 200 kilos, and that gets the stakeholders in that community to say, okay, now we need a truck. Now we need a guy who's going to come by, and he knows how to recycle the bottles. There's someone else who might be making new building block material or new pallets, or there's waste to fuel, which is something that has to fit into the discussion, because in reality only 10% of global plastic ever made actually has been recycled.
Okay.
Even though you see the little triangle on the bottom of the thing and you think you're recycling it, most cities and countries don't have that full capacity.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that our next Four Corners on Monday night is all going to be about the big scam, a lot of waste. It doesn't actually get recycled in the way you think it should. And just finally, Jeff, can you give us those dates and tell us about where you're going to be, and if people want to go along, where they should go?
Darling Harbour, October 30 to the 1st of November. The website is beyondplasticpollutionconference.org.au.
Beyond Plastic
Pollution Conference.
Yep.
Range of prices, you know, corporate, government, community, and we really are running a whole lot of streams that will interest everyone.
Oh, I know the husband will be there. My husband will be he'll be at booking now.
We'll put him up front. this is about Australia getting onto the front foot. We also have the Indonesian Deputy Minister for Fisheries, Pacific Islanders coming, so we are trying to create a really big movement to solve this problem.
Beauty, thank you so much for coming along and telling us about that. And thank you very much, Doug. Doug Woodring of Plasticity and Ocean Recovery Alliance. And, of course, you know Jeff. He's from the Total Environment Centre. Thank you so much, Jeff Angel.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks. And coming up... Miss